AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump is considering sending U.S. forces to seize Iran's Karg Island, its main oil terminal in the Persian Gulf. The comment by Trump came in an interview published earlier today by the Financial Times. The president also says Iran has agreed to allow 20 ships carrying oil through the Strait of Hormuz, starting today and continuing over the next few days, quote, out of a sign of respect.
I would only say that we're doing extremely well in that negotiation, but you never know with Iran because we negotiate with them and then we always have to blow them up.
Asian shares mostly dipped today as worries continued about soaring oil prices, but shares rose moderately in Europe in early trading. U.S. futures were also higher. In other news, TSA agents will soon be paid, but it may not mean immediate relief at airport security lines. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
Hours-long lines at airports persist as TSA workers wait for those paychecks now that President Trump signed an executive order so that they can get paid during a partial government shutdown. TSA officer Johnny Jones at Dallas-Fort Worth Airport, who is the secretary treasurer of the TSA union, predicts pay will make a big difference.
You know, the wait time should go back to normal in the next few days as people receive payments so they can buy gas and come to work. But until that occurs, you know, I mean, it should all come to an end pretty quick.
But he says he's been fielding calls all weekend from members who have concerns about just how much pay they will receive, considering they've gone without for so long. The shutdown began Valentine's Day.
The immediate feedback from employees is a lot of people are going to be missing significant portions of their pay, because their payroll is just all jacked up.
Nearly 500 of the agency's almost 50,000 officers quit since the shutdown started, according to DHS. I'm Julie Walker.
This is AP News. Large crowds took to the streets across the U.S. and even Europe on Saturday for No Kings rallies to protest actions. To protest the actions of President Trump.
In Washington, D.C.
We are here to say,
protesters in the nation's capital got an early start, but protests in Minnesota are taking center stage Saturday. At the state capitol in St. Paul is the national flagship event. Minnesota is where federal agents fatally shot two people who were monitoring the Trump administration's immigration crackdown. I'm Donna Water.
Meanwhile, in Los Angeles, authorities deployed tear gas near a federal detention center and arrested more than 70 people. The arrests stood out from what otherwise were mostly peaceful protests. More stories at APNews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.